us.
Cape Talk. Extra Bits.
Now, when three of South Africa's premier entertainers came together around 12 years ago, a little magic happened. The last time they were in studio, magic certainly did happen. And I'm absolutely delighted that the Black Ties are with us, taking us to 1 o'clock, featuring Chad Simon, of course, Kino Lee and Lloyd Jansen. Entertaining, charming, witty, a whole load of trouble, but certainly fun. They are the ultimate cover band, taking you on a musical journey through all of your favourites, including Stevie Wonder, Michael Bublé, Lionel Richie, Bruno Mars, Pharrell Williams, even a bit of Daft Punk gets thrown in every now and again. Now, they perform any genre of music and style to cater to. This is their busiest season, of course, in the run-up to the festive season, so we're absolutely delighted that they've made time to join us in studio.
Gentlemen, hello and welcome.
Hi, this is Jane. You well?
Yeah, I am well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Are we excited? Are you in fine fettle, as they say?
I've never heard that, I want to be like that. I want to
be in fine fettle.
I know Sebastian Vettel. No, that's Vettel.
Vettel, that's a racing,
different
racing driver.
If you grew up in the tiny village in southeast England where I did, that would be a regular morning greeting. Are you in fine Vettel?
I want to go there now.
Is that a plant? Like, is that a plant or is it a space?
It's not. It's a state of mind.
Nice. Oh, wow.
It's a state of mind.
I like it.
Fine Vettel.
I'm going to welcome you individually. Kino, hello, sir.
Good evening and thanks for having us back. We appreciate it.
Lloyd.
Lorraine, as they call me.
Lorraine.
Lorraine. The security call me Lorraine.
That's okay.
That's a beautiful name.
That could be your stage name, like for a different, you know.
Different time.
Something. For a different time and different space.
Exactly.
Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Sarah Jane.
Chad.
Good evening.
You have basically moved into the building.
Yeah, I've been here since this morning.
Because for why? Tell the people.
Just, I was of different reasons.
Have they fed you?
Yeah, but I wasn't able to eat the food because it's just been a bit of a busy patch the last few months. We were here for an interview earlier today, and then I had a
With whom, please?
With Ryan O'Connor from KFM.
From your sister station.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah. And then after that, I had to do some drops for K-Day.
Yes, okay, mm-hmm. K-Day,
that's coming up soon.
Yeah.
And then I had a sound check for a Christmas event that is happening
We speak. Ongoing.
For those that cannot see me out there.
You're looking very Christmas. See.
I have a bit of a navy and red stripe, but the red is a beautiful little, it's very blood, like a blood red.
Mm.
And
I just love the way you're painting this picture.
The people aren't here.
Have you noticed? A picture with words.
More bass in your voice.
Yeah.
Make it more like.
Yeah, and I got a beautiful stripe going down with a waistcoat and a pair of pants.
Lovely.
And yeah, I'm feeling really festive right now.
This is a good look for you.
Thank you so much.
You're in fine fettle.
You know.
Definitely.
The guys never see me dress up formally without them.
Yes.
When I do, I go for it.
You go all out.
Avoid any sort of black tie. I stay away from it.
Right.
As much as I can.
Do you not like it?
No. The thing is, if you were in jail wearing an orange uniform, right?
Yeah.
Overall. When you leave jail and you go buy some clothes, surely you are not going to go buy.
Yeah.
I'm a bit perturbed by the fact
that you think that the black ties is jail, but nonetheless, there is no judge here. There's no jury.
I want to say he spoke to you about
the
jail.
Parallels that has been drawn here. The analogy that Chad has drawn about his own band is problematic. It is funny that you mentioned buying clothes, because before you gentlemen got here, I told Kino possibly one of the worst stories about buying clothes that he may have ever heard.
No, I liked it.
Did you like it?
With you all the way.
Were you? I'm not going to, I will not repeat it. But I think when this is over, and by this I mean life, then you, then you can just maybe share that story with the gentleman beyond the grave.
I'll wait for that day.
What have you been up to since last you were in studio? Because I think we worked out it was near, give or take, a year-ish.
A year.
Well, we've been very, very lucky to, I mean, I was going to say, we have been together for almost 12 years. So that's almost a life sentence in this country.
Mm. 12 years a slave.
Just kind of like, you know, the jail.
Slavery.
No, 12 years a slave. We only say that sometimes.
That was slavery. What a movie. Jail, that's slavery.
You know what? I need to just pull myself toward myself. Yes, you guys keep going.
Just protect us from yourself.
I don't want this to be the show where
the band
breaks up.
Yeah.
Ideally not. No, because I'll become known as the one that, you know, Yoko, basically. I don't want that.
They'll show this one clip at all the talk shows.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
This is the conversation is the that started it all.
Yeah.
Tell us how you felt.
You know, we had a show not too long ago, actually on over this weekend. And
yes.
While we were on stage, Kino was singing a song, and he's a really great vocalist. Yeah, you know, there are times where I'm on stage and I'm with him and I have an outer band experience where I'm like, wow, he's such a great singer.
Like I had earlier.
Yeah. And he looked over at us and he said, I'm the Robbie Williams of this band.
What a feeling.
Yeah.
What a space.
And my response was, I'm Kelly Rowland.
Which is a whole other band. So
It threw him off. Cause
I did laugh a little bit. it was not the expected. I meant, if you know anything about Robbie Williams, yes. He was in Take That.
Yeah.
And his personality rubbed the other members of the band wrong. They rubbed them in the wrong way.
Okay. Ah, and the band split. Sense.
So I turned to them and said, I'm the Robbie Williams of
this
band.
Why did you just say so in the first?
Because in the moment... Took too long to explain. Okay, that.
How did you not get that?
They don't know.
No, because we thought he
Robbie was the, close to Robbie
the
as
most
I
successful.
Am.
Yeah, Robbie was the breakout. We'll take that. And then the other one was.
Oh, I thought
guys faded away.
I
and
anything.
Yeah.
Hey? Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow's that way. And they're back together. Apparently, they're doing a tour.
Very much so.
They're doing.
They
a tour.
Are older now, obviously, because it's been about 50 years.
And I think there's only four of them. Wasn't there five originally? There's only four.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other one is.
Gary, Howard, Robbie,
oh, wow.
And
Jason,
oh.
Mark.
Oh.
Wow.
Child of the 90s.
That is
90s.
Amazing.
That is fantastic.
If we were on a game show where that question came up, we would have, got that right.
Mark Owen, Jason Markham. Orange.
Wow.
Robbie
surnames.
Williams, that's Gary
extra,
Barlow.
That's extra £1,000.
And Howard. Howard. There we go. Yeah.
Guys, do you watch that show, Tipping Point? Just on another. It's
Tipping
wonderful.
Point.
No, what's
watch
that?
No,
amazing.
I never.
No, just check it out, guys. BBC.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Amazing. We will do.
You know, to get back to your question, we've had a blessed year. It's been a blessed year. Yeah, there was a question.
There was a question. Yeah.
We've had a blessed year. This year in particular, we have focused on not just delivering great shows, but also creating some of our own shows.
For sure.
Such as the Roxy.
We came up with this idea that we want to encompass all of these different ideas under one umbrella, and that is the Black Ties Experience.
What does that look like? Because that's what it sounds like.
It looks like letters one after the other.
Yeah. It's a capsule.
Capsule.
It's a vessel.
Okay.
It's a capsule. So
I went with umbrella, now you think capsule.
Were you going with umbrella?
I said umbrella.
That's that way, yeah. Well, it's a space where we get to do different shows that are themed. So we did a celebration of Women's Month.
Yes.
And this Friday we do Sounds Like Summer.
Where is that happening, please?
That's happening at Grand West in the Sun Exhibit space at 8 o'clock.
Come through any time from 7.
Yeah. Tickets are R150.
And this time it's not just us. We brought some friends along.
What friends?
Got a lovely lineup.
You had two lovely ladies in your studio very recently.
G and T.
Then you had a kid
they
called
are refreshing.
Cohen.
I'm in love with him, which we know this.
Yeah, you have a crush.
I do.
Yeah,
that's why we.
That's why we put him on the
lineup. Put him on the lineup, you know, because I mean, I'm like a Boltong now.
What?
I'm old man, Boltong. I'm
sure.
Boltong.
Don't throw yourself
Whereas
under
he
the
is
bus.
A prime
People are coming
steak.
Here for my personality.
Oh, man. Now
they look at Cohen.
Say that,
now they're just like, he's nice to look at too. Not only is he talented, but yes, like he's cute.
He's a charming
charming for his age, eh?
And listen, are you kidding? I forgot I was 38 for a minute while he was in studio. Yeah.
Okay. He's doing well. You look good.
You look great.
Stop.
Kina also forgot he was 38 once, but then he remembered he was 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Getting that out on 2K.
Okay. So Grand West Arena sounds like some.
No. Grand West. Sun exhibits.
Oh, sorry.
Sun exhibits. You know, but wait.
It's a space different to the arena.
But in the same breath, thank you so much for speaking that into existence.
From my mouth to God's ears.
We accept that Grand Arena. It'll come.
That just wouldn't have even surprised me if you'd said that on any level. What does summer sound like, please?
You know, we try to look at the songs and sort of curate them around the feelings that you get, because music is one of those things, just like smell, that can connect you to your past. Mm. You know, you might hear a song like I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder, which reminds me of going away on holiday with my family to this weird place called Lieplek. Which means like lay down place.
You don't tell fibs.
Not like just lying to people.
Yes.
Hey, you look amazing in that skirt. you know what I'm saying?
No.
You do look amazing in that skirt.
You know, he has great legs.
So that's the kind of feelings that we want to evoke with this kind of show. And we've asked the artists who are on the lineup to adhere to that sort of idea.
Mm. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh. We can't.
We're rehearsing tomorrow, 9 to 5.
Yes.
Will you guys be there?
Yes.
Cool. Definitely.
And same for the next day.
Okay.
But it's a really exciting bunch of songs. And we did a show the other day where we were on stage and doing a song. And we all get ideas, but I can be a bit strange sometimes. And I'll just...
We agree to that.
No argument.
I can be a bit strange and I'll just be like, just trust me. Just trust me is probably the thing I say the most. I went to the band and I was just like, and then it went into another song. I was like, and then it went from one song.
That. No one can see that.
Okay. Even those of us who can see it don't know what.
Yeah. No. That sums me up. But basically, we did this medley of songs that we had never done in that order, but somehow managed to keep people on the dance floor for a good 17 and a half minutes.
Yeah. One song.
One song. And when I say.
What?
Yeah.
No. When the band starts looking at you like, dude. You know, and you, fingers.
17 and a half minutes, one song.
There was one, but it was a medley of a host of songs. But I was just getting these. I was feeling very inspired. I was getting these ideas, and we were doing one song, and I was just like, cheerleader. And they're like, okay. And it's like, ole, ole. And then it was like,
don't give it all away now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not panic when he does this, when he freestyles, and you're suddenly like, oh, okay.
I mean, shout out to Soul Journ, which is our band. They are all very accomplished musicians.
Yeah.
You know, these are not green gentlemen that we're working with. They are well seasoned. You know, so I mean, I'm not saying they're old. They are just sorted. You know, and I think we've gotten to a place where we've done so many gigs together as a band. You know, as a unit.
For sure.
That when I say something, or Chad says something, or Lloyd indicates something to the band, they are able to follow us. And even if we, you know, flounder, because I mean we're not perfect, nobody is.
For sure.
We can trust that they will be able to pick up the slack, or they'll be able to carry us through to the next moment or something like that, because they're very good.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that was a lovely moment.
Yeah, that was beautiful. So yeah, it's going to be those kind of medleys, just combining a whole lot of feelings.
So the black tie experience is that black ties experience. Is that something that we can then expect to see lots more of in 2019?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
What might that look like?
The next thing will probably be the Black Ties Family Day.
That's what we're looking at.
Nice. So because we've been around for 12 years, a lot of people who were in their 20s then now are married with kids and often can't come to our shows. So instead of them getting a babysitter, we're creating a show where the kids can join.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why we created something like the Black Ties Experience. I guess it's a way for us to take control of the brand itself, because most of the time we get booked for things. Whereas in this time we're creating the experience ourselves.
Yeah, a lot more
for
stressful.
Our fans and for our supporters. More stressful.
More freedom in doing that.
More freedom.
Yeah. And also, but you know, more responsibility, because you have to take.
Responsibility. And sure. You know, with great risk often comes great reward.
Yes.
True.
Thanks, Spider-Man.
I had a T-shirt that's...
No, that's from Spider-Man.
Is it?
Yeah, that's from Spider-Man.
The greater the risk, the greater the reward.
Great risk.
Is that what his uncle told him?
That's what Uncle Ben told
him. Didn't he say
with great power comes great responsibility?
Yeah, that's what he did say. Jeez, guys.
So you actually, so
I was wrong.
Oh, thank you for it.
Thanks, Sarah.
I had a t-shirt that said,
I'm sorry to have been that
person. I think that was Gandhi. Same guy.
Uncle Ben and Gandhi, I know them. I've seen them.
My mom bought me a t-shirt when I was younger that said, the greater the risk, the greater the reward.
Wow.
I like that.
And I was a kid.
Encouraging
it's true.
Gambling.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is.
That is.
I've always been a bit risque.
Risque.
You play the lotto.
Play the lotto of life.
Oh. How long are you going to all do this for? Like, if wow. I'm still here in 10 years' time and I give Chad a call and say, get the lads in. I'll probably have a pacemaker or something by then.
What?
I don't know. No. You
10 years,
know,
you'll
do
be 48.
Oh, well, I'm going to age 10 years, girl.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but Camspay is doing very well for you.
If in 10 years' time Chad's still alive by the end of this interview, if you're still alive and if you're still, will you, do you want to still be doing this together, or do you want to just never have been?
No, I mean, I don't think we've addressed this. So, just from my side, awkward. But
so this could go either way.
From my side, personally, I would love to do it on a
ad hoc.
Even less than ad hoc. On a case where, like, guys, the black ties are coming together for a show.
Yeah.
They're like, really? No ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm there. It's one show a year. Because because that's the level we're going to be at. We're not going to need to do more than one show a year.
You said this the other day about wanting to be in a position where if you want to, then you do. And if you don't, then you don't.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, I think it's such a premium brand. We've created a premium brand, and it's something that you don't need to force down people's throats all the time. It's like a kind of liquor, the liquor that you don't just have every single day. It's the one, oh no, it's our 20-year anniversary.
Get out the decanter.
Why did your accent change there?
There was the liquor combined
was that the alcohol that had an accent now?
No,
that was weird.
No, it was. I'm not going to explain myself.
Okay.
It was a special moment.
Yeah. Kino, doesn't you always making accents? Don't be with him like that. You talked about bullying and now you're doing it to him, man. Come on, guys.
Let's address the issue of bullying in the group.
We have to. I think we should.
Guys, you said we're going to keep this tidy. You said we're going to keep it tidy.
And it is. And so far, it's very, very tidy. So far, it's enjoyable.
You.
Listen, you're going to sing for us because I've demanded that of you. I've even demanded that a backing track be sent in advance.
Wow.
I was very demanding today.
That this could go on for a while.
Yeah. Forever.
Well, I mean...
interminably.
Yeah. You know, Kino is here on the premise of coming in for one night.
Yes.
I remember.
Remember the story. So,
because there wasn't there Mervin or Melvin or somebody?
Good memory, Merlin.
Oh,
yeah.
Merlin,
if you're listening, thank you so much,
Merlin,
for everything.
Merlin, who is head of brass, isn't he?
Yeah. And he also, he played the trumpet on stage, and he had a voice like a... He had a high voice like Kino, eh?
He was actually... Yeah.
Probably
he
still sings well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I haven't heard him sing in a while.
I bumped into him the other day.
Was it so?
And he asked me... It was like a slight bump, but like, I mean... Quite a big guy, but the thing is, he asked me if we were doing a reunion at some point. Would we call him to?
Yeah, I think we should actually. We should bring him on.
Yeah, it'd be quite
nice.
It would be nice. Because we could also add some brass.
Yeah, you could play the trumpet. That would be cool. Be a bonus.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing on social media that many people have been asking to be the fourth member. Some people are making memes and they're adding themselves.
One of them's probably me.
they're adding themselves to the group, and they'll be like, the fourth member or whatever else.
Do you think haters
will say it's Photoshop. Yeah. That's what they say.
I think it was Dale
and Clint. Those were the two guys that I saw this week alone.
Yeah. So there could be many more.
Yeah.
We'll still have the pictures in the draft and just waiting for the Wi-Fi.
For sure.
So what we...
I just feel like, seeing that we're here now, I just want to say, I don't feel like splitting the money four ways. So.
Thanks, Lloyd. Thanks, Paul.
Listen, gentlemen, you are here for one reason and one reason only. It is not to crack jokes.
Yes.
A la mode. Mm. It is to sing for us. Yeah. So will you do that?
We will.
Good. Yeah.
Intention I would get locked up tonight, but I looked in your eyes, they went through me just like a knife. I I came here with my crew, I lost them. Came with my cool, I dropped it. If I'm being honest, I'm being honest.
I can't think when you're looking like that. Can't be when you're moving like that. Tell me when you're gonna do me like that. Hey. I'm too weak and I'm never like that. Line speed and I think I might crash. One trip down, I'ma never go back.
Said everything's gonna be alright. I think I just met my wife. I know it's gonna be a good night. I think I just met my wife.
Alright. Maybe it's the music or the red stain on your lips. I'm wondering when the right time is to lean in for a kiss. I'm thinking past that lover. I'm ready to meet your mama. If I'm being honest, I'm being honest.
I can't think when you're looking like that. Can't be when you're moving like that. Tell me when you're gonna do me like that. Hey, I wish I could say what I'm thinking right now. I don't think I can say it out loud. I don't think that I can say it out loud.
Said everything's gonna be alright. I think I just met my wife. I know it's gonna be a good night. I think I just met my wife.
Alright.
Baby, 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 you've got me talking crazy. I figure if I say it, I just might be your baby. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you, yeah.
And ooh, I think there's something good that's bound to be going on.
Whoa,
baby, it's you.
Yeah, come on.
Say, baby, it's you. Yeah.
Say everything's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
I think I just met my wife.
I think I just met my wife, yeah.
No, it's gonna be a good night.
It's gonna be a good night.
I think I just met my wife.
Said everything and
yeah. Everything's gonna be alright. I think I just met my wife.
I think I just met my wife.
No, it's gonna be a good night. I think I just met my wife. Then everything's gonna be alright. I think I just met my wife. I know it's gonna be a good night. I think I just met my wife.
Alright.
Yeah. And that, of course, is the Black Ties live in studio doing their thing with us. I liked that very much.
Thank you so much.
Even my toe was tapping, and oh. I generally am not a mover.
Are you more of a shaker?
Yes, oh, if okay. I can help it.
Yeah.
Listen, this has been great having you in again. I miss you when you're not here.
Oh, wow.
We need to make this more often. More often, yeah.
I would say. But you're so busy. This has been a long, you know.
It has been about 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
I'd say even more than that.
Yeah. Katie's been trying to get us here, but...
No, but that's great. It's good. Steph. Yeah. That's great.
Was he blessed?
Before you go, I want to play a game with you.
Yeah,
okay. Please.
The game is called Song Association.
Amazing.
And it is the brainchild of a young man on YouTube called Terrell Grice, in which he has artists, and so far he's had Amber Riley, Avery Wilson.
Oh, wow.
I love Avery.
Sorry, Avery.
Darling, can I just ask you again, what's his surname there? What's his family name? Grice.
That is a very good...
I've never heard that name before.
Grice.
It's like a really hard rice.
It's a very good British accent. Yeah, normally, I find it massively offensive.
And very annoying, don't you?
But it's very, very good.
But Keena's got so many voices in his head.
Yeah.
I don't know how he manages to formulate his voice. I just find it so amazing.
Maybe it's an amalgam of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Who's Malcolm?
Malcolm was my late father, thanks very much.
May he rest in peace.
Just
almost certainly
back,
not actually.
Back to Keena's accent.
Yes.
How he manages to speak in the way he speaks, it is quite phenomenal because he has so many different options.
Yeah.
Like I'm very limited.
Mm. You know, I'm two.
English and...
That one accent that you do. What is it?
Posh English.
Do you do a posh English?
No, I don't.
Hot potato.
No, like when you answer the phone and there's like a client and you're like, good day, hi. This is
Chad. You know, Chad doesn't speak like that.
I've never spoken like that in my life.
Chad's sister Carrie is cracking up, which means it's true.
It's possible.
No. And that voice exists.
She always laughs at him.
She laughs at me for everything.
Wow. We've like
source of joy.
We've tried to reprimand her so many times, but like...
It's been really, certainly the most disrespectful person that has worked with us when it comes to me.
High key, I've encouraged it. High key.
Like, Chad has this, like, he's stern and, like, guys, like, listen, and then she just bursts out laughing.
No, undermining everything.
What are you trying?
Back to the game. Terrell Grice, it's called Song Association, and these are the rules. I'm going to give you a word, and now this is great because you are each now individually. This isn't SJ against the Black Ties.
Yes,
this is you all against each other.
Okay.
You're going to have 10 seconds. I'm going to give you a word. You're going to have 10 seconds to start singing a song where that word appears either in the title or the lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is great.
You ready?
I'm going to fail.
Okay. The first word is play.
Who goes first?
I'm about her in the day. I'm about her in the night. She don't call me back,
like,
baby. Why, baby, why? I just want to play.
Yeah, what do you want to?
Good. I maybe should have explained at the beginning. This is a free for all. It's whoever jumps in first.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Chad was clearly in there. The second
that is a lot.
The second word is down.
Baby, you make my love come down, 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 down. Baby, are you down, 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 down?
Like okay. I'm supposed to be.
Okay, Jay Sean. Okay, Jay Sean.
Good. All right.
Is that half?
Half points each. You did love
it's
come down.
Okay,
so it's cool. 1, 0.5 and 0.5.
I can't believe we're doing half points.
Wow.
Okay.
Guys, keeping score.
He's so competitive right now.
The third word
Spurs.
Is...
Come on, Spurs.
Love. Love.
Baby, you make my love come down. Love me too. Never let,
no, let him do this.
Me go.
Cool. So emotive.
Oh, this is nice.
For my
Where's
darling,
Sandy now?
I love you.
Where's baby?
And I always will.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
It's been a long time since we had some Elvis in studio, and I enjoyed that very
much. That's his father's,
you know?
Father's influence.
You remind me of a young Bliss Bridges in that moment.
Wow.
Okay.
It reminds me of a young AB.
The fourth word is star.
Just like a star upon my... Just like clouds on my hands.
You know who sang that in this very studio last night? Was Ruby Treutor.
Okay.
She did a cover of it. Oh, that's sensational.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, she's a gem. I adore her. She literally is a gem.
I was going to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and then I just froze.
Oh, sorry.
It's so bad.
It took you back to...
That's
why you froze.
Throwback to the nativity. Okay. Your fifth. Your fifth word is sun.
Don't let the sun go down on me.
Rise and blind my face helps me to realize.
Now, Lloyd.
Sunrise.
No, Lloyd. That was Lloyd.
Was that Lloyd? I'm just...
No, he came. He was just...
But he only knew one line from that whole song.
No, but he sang, don't let the sun go down on me. That's all he needed.
She never said we have to sing the whole song.
I didn't.
No, there was he.
To be fair.
He was first, slightly.
So you see, that's because I came late to the band and now they have a strong friendship and I'm still playing catch-up.
But we tried to catch up to his age. So I mean, that balances it.
You see, this is what I was talking about, Gary. Yeah. All on video.
Your next word is bay.
What?
Wow.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
I was thinking of bay.
Watching the tide roll away.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Wasting time. What a song.
Great song.
Otis Redding. Wonderful. I got 1 point.
We were thinking BAE.
I was
why.
Also like,
you guys are such millennials.
It was up to you to interpret.
Yeah, no.
I was
and
also
like
Bay. I was just, like, I mean, I'm sure someone said Bay in a song. I'm just like,
Cohen, here's your chance.
Yeah. baby.
Now the last one. This is massively manipulative of me. But the last word is Versace.
Oh,
Versace on the floor.
Yeah.
Ooh.
take it out for me, for me. Melody Lloyd, come on, bro, get. We just, did you see, we both jumped into harmony.
No, I mean, you just pull out.
We're searching on the floor. Ooh, oh, take it off for me, for me, for me, for me now, girl. We're searching on the floor. Whoa, take it off for me, for me, for me, for me now, girl. We're searching on the floor. Floor.
That's one of my favorite harmonies in a song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's stunning.
Unzip the.
Keep your clothes on. Keep your clothes on. We might or might not do that song on Friday. We might.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I'm just going to drop them with some news. We're doing the ultimate Bruno Mars medley on Friday night.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Sun Exhibits, Grand West Casino.
I'm a little scared.
Compu Ticket. $150 Get on there. You know what? If you don't feel like getting on there, you know what we're going to do right now? Let's make some tickets available at the door.
That's what we're going
to
do.
So if you don't feel like going on to CompuTicket, we'll have a ticket for you at the door. How's that?
That's what we can do. We just make decisions like this and we put it into action.
The spot.
Yeah,
like
yeah
that.
No, no.
So if you are one of those people that's not messing around online,
yes,
there's a chance that if you go to the door, you can purchase on the door.
Yeah, it's yes, not even a chance.
It's a definite
purchase.
Yeah,
I like how you said that.
There's not a definite, definite.
If you only have Snake on your phone and you cannot afford from going onto the internet, please come to the door.
Yeah, we'll have tickets for you at
lovely
the door.
Yeah.
That's amazing. This has been fantastic. I love having you guys in. Please don't be strangers. I'm excited about the Black Ties experience.